Welcome to The Design Rules with your host, Wanda Colon. The Design Rules is brought to you by the Academy of Home Staging and Design. Design and business startup training for home stagers and interior designers. Be bold. Design your life. Here's your host, Wanda Colon.
Hi, I'm Wanda Colon. I've been in the interior design and home staging industry for over 20 years. During that time, I was fortunate enough to have the opportunity to host interior design television shows like TLC's Homemade Simple for 6 seasons and HGTV's 24-Hour Design for 4 seasons. My design motto is simple. I like to make the world beautiful, one house at a time. Welcome to my podcast. We're going to talk about the business of design, tips and trends, answer any questions on your home projects, and introduce you to national industry professionals I like to call my partners. We may even get a story or two along the way. Hi, and welcome to The Design Rules. I'm Wanda Colon, and I'm super excited about our guests today. It's Corey and LaToya Anderson. Hi, guys.
Hello. Hey.
They are with... Oh, I'm doing so good. And they are what I call like the dynamic duo. I love them so much. Corey and LaToya are a husband and wife team. They met over 15 years ago, and throughout their marriage, they have developed a true passion for real estate. The two have tackled numerous projects over the years, including working with wholesalers to acquire homes, as well as leasing and flipping. LaToya and her brother Sherrod actively sell real estate as My Anderson Team, a licensed real estate entity in D.C., Maryland, and Virginia. Corey, a few years ago, LaToya's Reteam added home staging as a complimentary service to their real estate listings and have been doing big dividends with that. Seeing how impactful home staging was on their return on investments, they decided to get certified in home staging and add this on as a premium service, which I think is so smart. Their clients responded so well and quickly began asking them questions about designing spaces in the new homes they purchased. This propelled Corey and LaToya to also get certified in interior design. Their ability to bring a male and female perspective, which we're really going to get into, to styling homes as a husband and wife team makes them incredibly excited about the future in interior design and home staging. Guys, welcome to The Design Rules.
Thank you so much.
And, yeah, I know. Really good, right? So I kind of want to know how you guys met.
Great question. So we actually are both originally Virginians. We grew up in Richmond, Virginia. We currently live in Northern Virginia. So we grew up just a little bit further south of here. And our families were connected, so they knew each other. Corey's older brother, Steve, and my older cousin, Chris, were very, very close growing up. And so when we went to family events, you know, barbecues and things like that, that my aunts would host, a lot of times, you know, Corey or his brother would be there. And so when I was on my way to UVA, we went to a barbecue my aunt had hosted in the backyard, and Corey happened to be there that day, and they introduced us very casually. And we really never, you know, talked much beyond that. When I graduated from college and came back home, I was at VCU Medical Center for a graduate program and hanging out with a friend who was performing at some sort of club, doing a musical performance. And his brother, Steve, walks in and was like, "Hey, how are you?" And I'm like, "Great. Good to see you. It's been a long time." And he had said, "I have someone on the phone for you." And I was like, "Who could he possibly have on the phone for me?" And he put Corey on the phone. So,
of course, I'm like the same thing. I knew who she was, of course, and we had met, you know, in passing and introduced and everything, but just didn't think of anything of it. And then when he put, I was out of town visiting some relatives when I was on the phone with him, and he was like, "I got somebody I want you to talk to." So I was like, when he put her on the phone, I was like, "Hey," you know, and I knew, you know, we just kind of caught up briefly, but she was out doing things, and so I just at that time was like, I don't know what to say. So I was like, well, maybe we should just get lunch. And, you know, just to kind of keep the conversation going. She was like, fine. You know, they were out. And so we ended up doing lunch one day on my lunch break from work. And, you know, from then on, I mean, we both brought things. She brought Robert Kiyosaki's Rich Dad, Poor Dad book because she was reading that at the time. And I had just taken my dad to his first NFL football game. So I had pictures that I, you know, had brought to, you know, kind of share, you know, just for casual talk. And then we honestly had a friendship from there. Before we even started dating, we just kind of hung out for a while. And then stopped. And then at some point, we just came back in touch with each other. And we, at that point, decided, why don't we date and see how that goes? Uh-huh. And, you know, I think being friends first truly helped because, you know, where we are now in life, we see the benefits of that.
Absolutely. You guys have each other's back.
Yeah, for sure.
For sure. I love that. I think that's so important to have that. And so I'm going to talk a little bit about that because I know it can be really difficult when you live with someone and you're married to someone and then you also try to work together. And I know that both of you took the staging class together and you took the design class together. And to me, it looked and seemed seamless. But I also know that, you know, things can happen behind the scenes. So tell me, how do you guys work together? Like, who has the creative lead? Who's, you know, for me, my favorite partner, I worked with a lot of different people creatively throughout my career. But George was my favorite partner because we are so different in how we work that we you know, really actually mesh together really well because I was, you know, his strengths were my weaknesses and vice versa, but it also took a minute to figure that out and work that out. So talk to me a little bit about that.
So one thing I can say is that you helped a tremendous amount with that transition into like a business partnership. We've worked together for many years, you know, as we mentioned, like all aspects of, you know, real estate. And it's been a little bit of a give and take. We both have a very creative side, but we both can be very structured in different ways. So I think we like to bounce ideas off of, you know, each other. Like I may come up with something and then say, hey, what do you think about this? And he'll kind of fill in, you know, a lot of the missing pieces and vice versa. But when we decided that we wanted to kind of start going in a direction of formulating a true business together in the sense of having this home staging and an interior design entity, one of the things we said was we need a third person to kind of like mediate. So, you know, many of those that are listening don't know, but you are our coach. And so, you know, after we took the home staging class, we thought you would be a phenomenal coach for us to give us some balance and really, you know, give us an honest, you know, opinion about, you know, were we on the right track or, you know, how we, if we were off, like how we could get, you know, back on track. And so that has really helped us a tremendous amount to be able to work together and, you know, and think objectively with having someone else there to kind of intercede when we may be, you know, going back and forth on an idea.
Right. And what I will say, I'll add to that a little bit. It's kind of in my mind, I think of it like a sports casting broadcast. You got the play-by-play and a color commentator as well. So I can't even talk. But I mean, here's the thing: like over the years, we've worked on flips, and what we, you know, our parents are involved in that. Like if we're up painting a house, that like sometimes when we're not using as many contractors, and we're painting a house, my parents would be up at 2 o'clock in the morning painting with us. And what I notice is, I'm very, you know, my dad and myself are very structured in our approach. We want to work on one thing and finish that, and then we'll move on to the next. And her and my mom, they're like jumping all over the place. They're like working on a little of this and working on a little of that. And I'm like, what is happening, right? But what we know is that the end goal always comes out right. So it's a process. So then in reference to, you know, the homestead interior design, what we learned in reference to especially the interior design part is we know how to get to the end goal, but the process was just all over the place, you know, and trying to get there. And we wanted to, first of all, learn how to be more efficient, but then how to communicate, because communicating the relationship is a task in itself. And through the 15 years, we figured that out. But like working together and communicating is different, because you got to move forward, and you don't have time for like the relationship stuff. Right.
Right.
So, you know, we had to talk it out. And I think the project that we had at the end of our interior design course really helped, because putting things together, we learned what she's good at and what I'm good at, but we had to communicate that out. And what I am is I'm a creative, but my brain doesn't know where to start. It wants to do everything. Like everything. It's like, look at this, look at this, look at this. Ooh, that's nice. That's nice. Let's try this. Let's try this. She is more focused on this is what I think it can be, or what direction we should go in. So what I tell her is, if you do that, then that's all I need. When you gave me the direction, and then I'm like, all right, I'll fill in all the color. I got it now. I know what we're trying to do. So then I can help. And then the other perspective of that is, you know, me having an IT background, I can fill in some other gaps that, you know, like most people don't think of in reference to acoustics or whatever the case, or the IT. You know, tech is big right now. People want
tech is so big.
Right. So you want to see if you can incorporate that in a little bit. So, you know, I could come from that where she just is phenomenal at design, where I'm, you know, good as well, but it's just different. So we had to learn how to, you know what each other's good at, and then incorporate that. And even like when we had to do a slide deck, like putting that together, she wanted to be very monotonous about putting it together. And I'm like, you know, I got this. Like, this is what you do, this part, I do this part. And when she was like, I don't work that way. And I was like, I do. Yeah. Don't worry about it. I got it.
Yeah. No, I don't like to do things at the last minute that gives me like anxiety.
Right. It worked out. So it's a process, but the biggest thing we wanted to do is learn how to communicate to be more efficient to get to the result. And that's what we had to do. So sometimes you got to put your ego in your pocket.
Oh, let me tell you, that can be so difficult. You know, like I said, when I was first working with George, I think the struggles we had mostly were the budget. Like he always felt, and he says this all the time, like, hey, it's a luxury service, which it is, but you still have to be respectful when the client says, listen, I have $50,000 to spend. I'm not trying to show them, you know, a $20,000 sofa.
Right.
Yep. Because then it's like, okay, now we have to do the rest of the house in 30,000 and that's just not going to work out. Where that's where we struggled the most was always budget. Like I'm very budget conscious. I feel like my goal is to always come in under budget because this is the one tip that I give to all of my classes too. If at the end of your relationship with your client, if you can hand them a check, instead of them saying, instead of you saying you owe me more money, let me just tell you that goes a long way. And it also ensures that they're going to refer you because that's huge. So that was always my goal. And George was like, oh no, girl, they got money. Don't worry.
Right. That's funny. Right. There you go. Because she is the George. Right. So like we're doing it. I'm like, let me think about this. Because she is like trying to every dime, and I'm like,
wanted to look good,
right? And so I'm like, they'll call me Vito as a nickname because I'm like, no to every like, I'm like, that is not going to work. He's like, you're just a negative nanny. I'm like, no, like, in the greater scheme of things, we need that, but we also need this, and this. You know what I mean? And I'm like, what are you not telling me about? It's kind of like one of those days when we got to go out and run errands, and you'll tell me about, like, we got to go to Walmart and Target, but you didn't tell me about the four other places that we need to go as well. Right? So it's kind of like that, and I'm, like, trying to, like, you know, I can do numbers in my head pretty well to figure out, like, where we're at. And I'm like, something's not adding
up. But I will say, though, I'm really good about capturing a look with a modest price point. Like, it may go a little bit over where I had planned for it to go. But, you know, I am pretty savvy about finding, you know, nice pieces that maybe don't have the, you know, the price point.
And sometimes that's the challenge. That's the challenge. And I think I got really, I wasn't good at it initially, and it's a process, right? So when I first started in television and in design, I had a big budget. You know, it was HGTV. We had a really nice budget, and I would just go shopping. I'm like, I ain't paying for it. Yes, the client's not paying for it. You know, it's going to look great.
Right.
You know, but then I went to Homemade Simple, and I mean, I went from having, we had like a crew of people assisting us to, I had one assistant, and she was this little tiny girl. And I was like, well, who's our painter? And they were like, you see that little tiny girl? That's your painter. I was like, wait. So we ended up painting ourselves, and we ended up like doing Homemade Simple, right? But but I came from a reveal world where, you know, it has to look good. Like, I don't care if you have to beg, borrow, and steal, it's got to look good. And, you know, so I got better at it. Like I think what Corey said is, you know, it's a journey. It's a process. Yes. The more you do it, the more you learn. And what's really exciting is that I'm part of your journey, and I'm going to see that everything that you guys do, every new client you have, we're all going to learn something, because that's what keeps me also like in the loop. You know, I always say my graduates keep me so current in everything. So I love that, and I'm excited about the future. And I'm gonna talk a little bit about your future, because you guys had some major plans to relocate to a whole new market, and we were going to talk about learning new markets and figuring that out. And we even had a date set, and that date was like now. And so I was like, and I hadn't talked to you in a couple weeks, and I was like, something's going on. Like, why haven't I heard from them? And so the big news is, you guys can tell us.
Well, I mean, so to I guess to backtrack just a tad, last year we drove from Washington, D.C. to San Francisco during, you know, the pandemic, just to, you know, we love travel. So we want to do something different, and we fell in love with Arizona and Scottsdale. We have a lot of friends and family out there. So we wanted to, we had decided to move and start our business out there. And so we been moving our way and getting ready to pack up the house and get on, be on our way. And and then after 15 years of marriage, we had a little bump in the road, to say the least. So, I mean, I'll let Latoya.
Yeah, we're pregnant.
Oh, that is so cool.
It was amazing because, you know, Wanda, we have like wanted this for so long. You know, we haven't done anything to not get pregnant. It just hadn't happened for us. And we were kind of like, okay, like this is, you know, this is what God wants for us. This is the direction we're going in. So, you know, we're accepting that. We're going to move on with, you know, other exciting plans for us. And then, like he said, as soon as we really started like putting the plan into motion after like a year of like really, you know, going through a pretty detailed analysis of
we really did. We really did. We even had press releases.
Yes. I mean, so much marketing and everything, but you know, everything happens for a reason.
Absolutely.
And so, you know, we're happy with like, you know, of course we're thrilled with having
absolutely
a baby, and we're having a little girl. So
so exciting.
Excited.
So I want to tell you guys something. I was doing a coaching session just a few days ago, last week sometime, and I always pull, it was a brand new student, so this was one of her first coaching sessions. And, you know, if you remember a year ago or however long ago, one of the first exercises that I have you guys do is a vision board. And it's a board of where we are today and what we want for the future. And I always feel like I love that because it makes sure that I'm on the same page as you do. It gives me, I'm so visual. We're all so visual in this creative industry. It gives me like a visual of where you guys want to see your life. And so this is so awesome. I'm showing them your vision board. I said, this is an example of doing it on a board with magazines. And in it, Latoya, I don't know if you remember, but on yours, it says, I want a baby. Do you remember that?
No, you know what is crazy? We still have our vision boards.
Yes.
And so normally we have them in a place where we can always like refer to them. Yeah. But you know, with packing and everything, we haven't had them out. So I did not know that.
It says I want a baby.
Wow, that's crazy.
And the thing is, I've literally have looked at your vision board at least 10 times because I have it in my PowerPoint when I am actually coaching that first session. Right. Oh, wow. And I never noticed it before.
Oh my goodness.
Is that crazy?
That's wild. I mean, I remember like thinking like the only thing that could stop us, you know, from moving would be like if we were to somehow get pregnant. But, you know, we didn't know if that would even, you know, was in the cards for us. So, but that's crazy.
I know.
That's a testament to vision boards. We like doing those.
You know what? This is why I do it, because I talk about vision boards all the time. And I just think it's so important to do, not just for your personal life, but for your business. You know, Kim and I, we do a business vision board, I want to say like every couple of years. Mm-hmm. And I do my personal/business one every January, because January is the beginning of the year. January 7th is my birthday. It's like the perfect time, right? So it's the perfect time to kind of assess what I've done this past year, what goals I accomplished, what didn't I accomplish, you know? And I have to tell you, every year, I'm always amazed at how much I've done. You know, and it's kind of like, it gives me that whole sense of like, oh my God, this is so great. I want to do this again. Like, it's really inspiring and motivating. So I've been doing vision boards since the beginning of my career. And I know that I shared this in the class, but I did a whole, it was a retreat. It was like a business and personal retreat where you're supposed to really see what's blocking you from getting to your end goal. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I remember the facilitator was, you know, he picked on me. I stood up and he was like, what is it that you want to do? And I never said it out loud, but I wanted to be on HGTV so bad that, I mean, I literally watched every show. I felt like I could do it, you know, all of that. But I never said it out loud because I was like embarrassed.
Right.
You know, you're like ashamed, or you think people are going to look at you up and down and say, really? Like, good luck. You know,
you got to get on past that.
And you do. And so that's what was blocking me, was my own fear of what people thought of me.
Yep.
You know,
Well, I'm not to cut you off. It's so funny because I just had a conversation today with a friend and we were talking about people fearing success.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And it's real.
You know what I mean? It is real.
But the thing about it is, what I've learned is if you just keep moving forward, I think it's more about the journey than the destination. Mm-hmm. And if you just keep moving forward, you'll be at a place and you'll be like, how did I get here? I'm happy to be here, but how did I get here? Because, you know, even when we did our vision boards, one of the things that was impactful for us is we purposefully did not do them together. Mm-hmm. And then we really like the fact that we were on the same page.
Right.
So that was really good for us too. A quick funny story. A friend of ours does vision boards too. And she put on her vision board that we were not moving to Arizona. And we were like, how are you going to like do that?
That's so cruel.
That's so rude.
She's like, okay.
And she's like, okay, but it came true. I'm like, oh my God.
Oh my God. I kind of love that though. I really do.
Funny now. But you know, I mean, something very similar to that too is, you know, we've had a lot of conversations between the two of us because, you know, Corey was a little apprehensive about even coming to the interior design class because, you know, he's like, you know, there's probably not that many males in the class, you know. I'm probably going to be the
Corey,
only one.
Corey, you were the breath of fresh air for us.
I know, but you know, Wanda, that's the other thing. Like, growing up, I think I was that person, but I gotten to this point where, I mean, none of that really matters to me anymore. Mm-hmm. I just want to, you know, whatever my place is in the world, I just want to be there, and I'm not going to let me get in my own way. And
that's
what I've
heard
is, in doing that, like where I am now, I'm like, I don't know how I got here, but I'm blessed to be here. Yeah. You know what I mean? Around the people that I work with and support and all that. I'm like, oh, okay. So it is possible. So let's mm-hmm. just keep going.
I love that so much. That's so great. And so I want to also talk to you guys because you took the home staging class virtually. Mm-hmm. And then you took the design class live. Mm-hmm. So talk to me a little bit about, because, you know, we love doing the classes live. It's I love getting to see people and hug people. You know, I'm like a huggy kind of person. I'm Puerto Rican. We love to hug people. Right. So tell me about what were your expectations, virtual versus live, and you know, where they met?
Well, it was a crazy story for us about how we even found you guys, because, you know, as we were doing our drive across country, we were there in Arizona. We were kind of envisioning, like, you know, what a business would look like there for mm-hmm. home staging and interior design, and doing a little bit of, you know, just market research. And we really just pulled up great, you know, staging academies on our cell phone, and literally your, you know, company popped up and had several like very positive reviews. We took a snapshot on our phone and literally that was it. We kind of like pushed it to the side and forgot about it. And then when we got back home, we started thinking about it a little bit more. And so pulled up the snapshot from our phone and called and got Tammy. And mm-hmm. Tammy was just so personable. Oh my gosh. She was so amazing to talk to. I mean, she really sang your praises. She's like, you're going to even interact with a real live HGTV star. She's going to be fantastic. And we were kind of like, is this too good to be true? Like, we don't really know if this is going to work out. But, you know, one of the things, like you said, you know, we are very like engaging and, you know, like to give hugs and stuff too. So when we found out that we were going to do it virtual, we were like, oh, this is going to be a little bit different because we really want to, you know, be in person. But once we got into the, you know, virtual world, it became very real because right. mm-hmm. we had the assignments, we had the breakouts, we had some amazing people, you know, in our group.
Right.
You know, just learning people's backgrounds and, you know, making the connections probably more dynamic than we would have if we were in a certain setting, because we could have people from everywhere. We had someone from Puerto Rico that was there. And then again, someone from right up the road, you know, from us that we could connect with, but people were from all over. And we really like got a lot out of, you know, that type of environment.
What I will say about the two will be coming into the home staging virtual. We were, you know, like I said, we were doing she was doing home staging complimentary for real estate clients, and I would help out on those, you know. And we knew that there was a market for, because we saw what the numbers for neighbors were doing for a staged home versus an unstaged home. So we were like, what do we not know about staging, right? That's what we needed to figure out. What do we not know? And from that perspective, we were like, we came into it like, we should get certified in this so we can just, you know, have this on our resume, figure out what we don't know so we can be better at it and have the proper training.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't realize once we got into it that when we get you and these other people that made the virtual experience more personable, right? But the other part of it for me is, you know, being a tech guy, I was like, oh, this is, you know, playing with the virtual staging stuff. And I mean, I was like, oh, this is cool. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that the design files and all the things that we did, I was like, oh, okay, this kind of makes sense. So it was a great experience from that. But we also, through the process, was like, you know, these are people that we would probably want to meet in person, like you. You know what I mean? And so that's when we moved forward to the interior design course, and when they said it was being in person, I was like, "Oh, let's go!" Because we already, yeah. you know, knew like we had part of it, and it was a comfortable feeling. Yeah. You know, we just had to figure out. I mean, you know, I did my company QBR while we were out there, but it was well worth it, because I knew from what we got from the virtual experience that the in-person experience was just going to take it to another level.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know what? I have to say for me too, at first, obviously, I wasn't used to teaching virtually. I wanted to make sure, you know, that everybody was still going to get the same value. What I love about what we do is we try to give so many hands-on experiences. We try to introduce you to real clients, all of that. And so it forced me to really change the way I work and do, right? But there was like some really great things about it, because I have now like 3 graduates that basically just do virtual design. And one student in particular, Alexis, Homestyling by Alexis, she's amazing. Like she just, I just spoke to her 2 days ago, and she has, right now she's working with 8 clients, and she's like, I have 8 clients right now at one time. And she's like, what's so great is she's like, I'm not running around everywhere. Like she does everything online. And so I just had her teach a segment, and I can send you guys the video of it. I actually had her teach. So, you know, this is the other thing is the Academy, I feel like every class we try to make changes and add more. And so we added virtual design. So I will share that video with you, cause it's so amazing. And she's like, I don't have to go to LA. And I'm like, no, you're all about the virtual, girl. So you're going to zoom in. And so she taught that class, her process from beginning to end, and how she does it virtually. So I will send that to you. I think it's a really great class, and I mean, it's really the wave of the future. So I think it's really important.
Right. I think the timing of it though was really great too, because the pandemic made virtual and Zoom like okay, right?
Absolutely.
So, you know, I think if you wouldn't have probably even offered went to that realm if that didn't happen. So now it's just kind of like working from home was taboo pre-pandemic, right? And now it's like the way of life. And now we've figured out how to do that work-life balance and still be as effective, right? So I think that, you know, all of those things played in, I mean, to God's timing of how this was supposed to work out.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And honestly, I feel like, you know, because of the pandemic, you know, obviously it was a really difficult time for so many people. But I feel for me, our business grew, our business is going to grow even more. It opened me up to do things, to stop resting on our laurels too, because the Academy was always sold out, you know, and then all of a sudden we had to like sit back and say, wait a minute. And now I feel like we have added so much to each of the classes, and it's inspired me to add even more and more. So I think it was, you know, sometimes God has a bigger plan that we don't get. And then all of a sudden it's like, oh, I get it.
Well, and here's the thing to piggyback on that, you know, what I guess it's a little bit for some couples of people is a little counterintuitive, but the pandemic actually made our relationship better because we had to figure out how to communicate better. And then we took on, you know, the virtual staging, the course and the interior design. So, you know, through that, we became better communicators with each other to get us to a point to even think about having, like, I mean, we've had a business, but we were entities that worked when we had like a house to work on or something like that, but not actually that in that way. So I think through that, it made us a little bit better at the same time.
I agree. You know, I feel like because of the pandemic, I got married. Because I lived in Pennsylvania and Rich lived here in Florida, and I actually just came to visit him for 2 weeks. I packed for 2 weeks and I never left. You know, I couldn't leave. And I was like, I remember like thinking, I have like 3 pair of shorts. That's it. Right. You know? I was like, I'm wearing the same thing over and over again.
And you know, that's love.
Exactly. I was like, Amazon, you know.
Right. And they were still delivering.
I know. They were still delivering. And so, honestly, I mean, we It was so weird because I was like, you know, we both had been married two other times and we were at a point in our lives where we don't have to get married. We don't have anything to prove. We're just, you know, this is working. It's really good. And then we're like, wow, we're kind of awesome together, you know? And then he's like, I want this. Like, I was like, we don't have to get married. Like, I'm so cool. He goes, oh no, I want this. And I was like, oh, okay, cool.
That's a beautiful thing.
Yeah. So, I mean... Yeah, it's, you know, sometimes like I love that you said, sometimes God has a bigger plan. And, you know, I think being prepared and being open and having integrity in your life and in your business, you go through life with eyes wide open. And I feel like, you know, doing the vision boards and all of that, when opportunities come around, you take them. You know, opportunities are always there, but when you're not open to them or you're not prepared to say yes, they pass you by. Absolutely. And I think that that's what you guys are experiencing now. It's like you have one plan and it's like, you know what, but here's this huge opportunity. And it's like, this is it. This is where we are right now. And so, you know, one question I was going to ask you guys is about your new market and all that, but that question can wait. What the new question is, you know, do you have names picked out?
Great question. I mean, so we have always had a list of names.
Uh-huh.
If we have a baby, what would be our top names? And we've always like heavily gravitated towards girl names for whatever reason. Uh-huh. So her name is going to be Ryan.
And oh, I love it.
We love the gender neutral names. And, you know, Ryan has always kind of been at the top of our list and it just hasn't, you know, changed. Like some of the other ones have come off or whatever, but Ryan has always kind of survived. Oh,
that's so great.
Yeah. Ryan, and we're still trying to work on her, what our middle name will be.
Nice. I love it so much. Oh my God. I'm so happy for you guys. I'm really excited for your future and for Ryan. I can't wait. I hope she calls me Titi Wanda.
Yes.
Because I am the Titi.
She's going to love you.
Oh my God, I can't wait. I'm so excited for you guys. And then the question that I always end up asking everyone is, what's the craziest or funniest thing that's happened to you, either at a client's house or at a showing?
Do you have something?
Man,
there's always something going on.
There's always something. Yeah. George and I had some crazy things happen. That's what makes me think of this question.
Well, I'll tell you one. I was closing on a condo and it was settlement day. And we always do the walkthrough, you know, like right before we go to closing. And I had pulled out, you know, how you always rotate your clothes sometimes for different seasons. And I had pulled out all of my spring stuff and I had like these pair of shoes that I loved. And so I put my shoes on and I'm walking, you know, feeling all confident and getting ready to go up four flights of steps because there's no elevator in this condo building. And my heel falls off.
Oh, no.
The most devastating thing for me. I'm like, I don't know how I'm gonna make it through. Like, there's nothing that I can do. I have to be at this closing. There was like a local CVS like down the street, and I run down there and I'm trying to get supplies and stuff to mend my shoe for temporarily just to make it through. And all the stuff that I purchased, I couldn't open. I didn't have scissors. It was a mess. But nevertheless, my client got a good laugh out of it. The closer got a good laugh out of it. We were able to make it through.
Oh my God, that's awesome. That is awesome. You know what? It's totally, you know, sometimes you just gotta make it work.
Gotta make it work. Yeah. They just want you to be there. It doesn't matter exactly what you have on.
So. Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. Well, I want to thank you guys for taking the time. I know it's a busy time of year. I know you guys are super busy. So thank you for being on the Design Rules. I really appreciate it. I love seeing you. Happy holidays. It is the holiday season. So happy holidays to you guys.
Happy holidays to you, Wanda. Thank you so much for having us on.
Absolutely. Awesome. All right. I'll talk to you guys soon. And everyone else, happy holidays to you. And thanks for listening to The Design Rules.